keep Rain Man Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to continue to make great content and offer even better features in the future. Help us keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/rainmandigital to pledge.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it to them.
Superman.
That's right.
You are here.
The Lasso of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
Yeah,
well,
that's what
I do with my hands.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Hello and welcome to DC on RMD, Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. Find us on demand on your favorite podcast provider. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review. I'm your host, Lauren. I have Nicole back with us in the studio. Yay!
Oh, yay! Oh my God! I live! And I rise from the dead.
And Bobby, as usual.
Boo! Meh!
Bobby sucks!
All right. Today we're going to talk about...
I'm out of here!
I'm just kidding, Bob. We can't do literally any of this without you. We need you. We're going to be talking about Supergirl Season 5, Episode 5, In Plain Sight. Skynet launches and Leviathan finally has anything to do with the story.
Hooray. Finally.
Pretty fucking accurate.
All right. This week was directed by Elise Leight Rogers, written by Rob Wright and Daniel Beatty. Yeah. So VR Skynet sounds like a really bad time. Like it's cool in theory. But, like, that commercial, oh, my God, please kill me. We're going to be, like, mind-controlled forever. That's immediately. If I saw that on TV, I'd be like, dear God, someone is taking over the world. This is a supervillain plot. Like, that's no question.
All I was waiting for was the side effects thing, because it reminded me of every drug commercial.
Side effects include death. Just death.
Include walking off cliffs when you're not paying attention.
Getting hit by buses.
Yeah.
Loss of vision, even after you remove the contact lenses. Like, that's just... Yeah.
It's a horrible idea.
It's really bad.
Straight up bad.
It's just bad.
But you know if they put an Apple logo on it, it would sell.
Or Samsung.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, it's just creepy. I hate it. I hate it. And exactly like we thought, exactly like we saw when we saw people like testing them and like just staring up into space like brain dead idiots. Some people almost got murdered by a giant wave because they were just in la la land, unaware of what was going on around them.
So like I said, side effects include death.
Yeah, exactly.
By tidal wave.
It's just it's not good, guys.
I could only imagine what that's like because we've all played like the PlayStation VR, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how many times I take it off and I'm like, how the fuck did I end up way over here? Like the cord is only so long and somehow I'm always like twisted up or think I'm faced the right direction and I take it off and I'm really not faced the right direction. I could only imagine something completely wireless that I would end up like in the laundry room or something.
And what's weird too is like, you would think that you would still maybe hear stuff around you or something, you know? Because with the PlayStation VR, for example, normally, depending on the game, you would probably have the headset on for the VR, and then you probably have like headphones, like that kind of headset on for the audio, so that you're totally immersed. But there are some games where that's not necessary and you just have the headset on and whatever, you just play it through your TV. And like, I don't know, you can hear other people talking and shit like that. Couldn't you, like, wouldn't the screams of terror break you out of your stupid trance? Just like, we're all gonna die!
Also,
I think it did for like two people.
Yeah, two. Well,
only two.
No, I think that only happened after someone physically grabbed their shoulders and started moving
them. Right.
I was like, bitch, get out of the way. This wave is going to murder you.
What the fuck you doing? I'm in Hawaii right now.
What are you doing? Oh.
I was playing a game with my friend online. It's a fighting game. Don't ask any more questions.
That's Black Mirror.
I haven't watched Black Mirror.
Ah, crap. So long. did you guys not watch the new season of that?
No, I've never watched Black Mirror.
Welcome to Not DC on RMD, Black Mirror edition. So, in the newest season of Black Mirror... No, but totally, there's a... this is actually relevant. This is actually good. So...
Pivot. Let's see it.
In the newest season of Black Mirror, there is an episode where a similar, like, VR thing comes out where you just put this little sensor on, like, the temple of your head. And it, like... And kind of, like, zones out your eyes. And it's, like, an immersive VR thing. But you like feel what's going on in there too, but your body is just sitting there like lifeless. You can't hear or see anything going around you in the real world, but you get like transported into the game. And these two guys start playing this fighting game. And so like when they take punches from each other in the game, you can see their body kind of like flinch, like kind of twitch a little bit and like stuff like that. So it's like you can kind of feel it. Mm-hmm. Like your brain is telling you that you feel it, but obviously your body is totally fine. And you can do things in the game that you obviously can't do as a regular person, like, you know, like Chun-Li status spinning kick like a billion times before you return down to the ground.
Oh, Ready Player One.
Yeah, I was gonna say the immersive suit in Ready Player One.
Yeah, but you're just sitting on your couch, yeah. Totally comfy, and yeah, you that's just true. Pop this little thing on the side of your head. And then these two dudes start boning each other.
What a twist.
But like
they were kung fu fighting and they sexed.
Yeah, no, but like they're both dudes in the real world. They're like best friends, but then one of them plays a sexy lady character who's played by Pom Klementieff, who plays Mantis in Guardians of the Galaxy, and she looks super hot. And then the guy, you know, just embracing the full hotness of being a sweet babe, is like, "Hey, we should bone." And then they bone.
We should bone.
And then they have like a weird video game affair where they meet up in different levels and like just
Is it gay if I have sex with Ryan if I think he's a girl?
That's the dilemma of the episode. And like one of the dudes is married and stuff. So, and he's like, "I've tried." Like the married guy cuts it off.
No, I'm just really like, trying. I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. But anyway, so, you know, similar kind of thing. It does actually tie in. Thank you for listening. That's the end of our show.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's a similar sort of thing. So that brings the question, feel sensations in this like VR world thing? Can you smell things?
The way the commercial was kind of going off, it seems like you could get a lot of sensory type things.
Yeah.
Oh, Ready Player One.
But at the same time, you know, they're calling it the collective dream. So is it just like a dream where you're not really feeling or anything, or, you know, does it kind of fake those sensory things in your mind?
I don't know.
Is this their stupid statement on how people are always on their fucking phones and don't pay attention and get hit by cars and shit?
100%. You know, we know Supergirl good enough that they have messages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this message.
You're like, while you do this, I'm just going to be on my phone watching this.
Guess what I'm doing? On my phone.
And I don't know. It's just, it's all weird.
It is weird. I had major creep vibes from that.
I'm worried too. I'm worried about Andrea Rojas's ability to see what people are doing within that, because while I don't think she's going to be monitoring every person on the planet, you know, like how everyone thinks that, you know, Apple or whoever is just spying on
data mining everybody,
literally every data mining keywords and shit like that, whatever. Okay. But like, I don't know. They're not watching literally everything you do. There's so many people on this planet. There's so many users. Do you really think they care what you're texting your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yes, because 100%. If I text somebody something, it shows up in a goddamn ad on Instagram.
No, I know. Like I said, keywords, yes. But they're not like invested in your personal relationships. They're not like reviewing maybe every single thing.
But I mean, Batman Forever.
Except for our FBI agents. Those guys, they're, you know. They're here for us.
They're listening to us now.
Hi, guys.
We haven't even put out the show yet, and they're already flagging us.
But yeah, I mean, Like,
there's got to be some evil corporate scam beyond just making mindless people.
Right. And so we saw that there were some pings on Lena's contacts, you know, and she saw what she was doing. And maybe that's because, you know, they had a certain activity raises red flags. And perhaps that's why she was like, I know what you've been doing. I know, like, I know your stress relief like that. I feel like she mentioned something about knowing specifically what Lena was doing while going into her simulation.
Yeah.
So scary. That brings me to my point of William Day. Is there a possibility that Andrea Rojas could know, you know, what he's been fantasizing about? Like, hey, fuck you, Lee.
Again, the possibilities with the contacts that is all bullshit that we would believe. So there's so many different ways they could go with this. I could definitely see that them setting the stage for finding out more secrets.
Yeah.
So
we know Kara's not at risk because there's no way in hell she's putting any of those in her eyeballs because she thinks they're creepy, which I agree.
Agree.
Just weird. I don't know. I'm worried now that we know for sure that William's not just a total doucher. I'm concerned for him and his tendency to emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe using creepy spy contact lenses that invade your brain to vent and live out your fantasies of confronting your boss about all the murdery stuff your family are involved in, which seems like rightfully so. Maybe that's not the best place to let that out.
Oh, dude, just fucking journal.
Get a journal, get a therapist, you know, whatever you got to do.
Dear diary.
Do some yoga.
Hey, DC on RMD listeners, if you love our shows, please share with your friends and review. With every share and or review, you help our show climb those charts. Wherever you listen, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode. So, speaking of William, we finally have more on him as a character. Not just speculation, not just him being a douche around the office and then being a nice guy in a soup kitchen. Which literally, that was only there just to show us, hey, maybe there's more to this guy than what Kara is seeing at work. I'm like, okay, I don't know if I needed that, but like, you got your point across. I don't hate him anymore. He was absolutely insufferable at first. He was just like, ah, come on, this freaking guy. But now, I don't know.
His purpose.
He's starting to slip at Catco too. He's starting to slip up as far as his interactions with Andrea Rojas.
Like, he's getting too involved, man.
Yeah, and he's like...
been too deep.
And now that I think Kara knows that he's not actually a jerk, he's just like, yeah, everything's great. I'm totally in it. I really stand by your vision. Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, he's totally doing that.
And I don't know how he's going to react next week, knowing that his best friend person is actually alive. He thought that he was dead and killed by Rough Rider or whatever his name is.
Rough Rider.
What's his name?
Oh, God. What was it? Rip Roar.
I like Rough Rider better.
Yeah, Rough Rider. Rip Roar sounds like a fucking Transformer.
I don't know this villain. I don't know what he's been in.
No, he's Doc Ock.
I mean, yeah, basically, but with less arms. He only has the two extra ones.
Doc Quad?
But what's weird is like, so I...
Doc Quad.
I wasn't... Okay, I wasn't familiar with the character at all because I hadn't looked at the actual comic art for the character.
He looks like a He-Man character.
Right, but like now I'm like, oh yeah, that dude, fucking lion dude. Like I know him from like brief things. I've never like, I don't know, cared about him or whatever, but like He's been in Young Justice stuff and stuff like that. Like, I recognize him having looked at the comic art. Nothing like...
No.
Supergirl. He does have four arms normally, but they're like super big, buff, beefy He-Man arms, not Doc Ock arm. What? Like, who in their right mind is just like, yeah, the guy had extra arms, extra appendages.
I got this new idea.
That's not how anyone would describe that. No one would be like, how many extra arms did he have? Anyone who saw that would be like, yeah, this dude had robot arms in addition to his regular arms. They wouldn't just say he has extra arms. Those aren't arms. They're robot tendril claw monsters.
Yeah, this is definitely a loose interpretation of the character.
Yeah, like,
real loose. I just looked at that. What the fuck?
It just bothered me so much the way they described it. Like the, I don't know, Wind Girl, whatever her name is. No one cares. But she's being interrogated at the DEO, and she's just like, he has extra appendages.
He's got Doc Ock arms. Doc Ock arms and RoboCop's head.
Yeah. Like, no, he didn't have four arms. He had two arms and two robot claws. Like,
and a backpack with arms in it.
Yeah, and a RoboCop helmet, right? Like, yeah. That's... God.
Now that I've seen the character, this is probably one of the weakest interpretations of a character I have seen on any of the Arrowverse.
Uh-huh.
As far as comic versus what they try to turn it into.
Because it's not like it's like, this is the show with aliens. I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I'm going to try and calm down.
No, don't calm down. They're wrong.
No, this is the show with aliens. If there is a specific show to have on the CW in the Arrowverse with a guy with extra arms from an alien planet, this is the one to do it on.
Yeah. Screen Rant. The latest Supergirl took one of DC Comics' New Gods Rip Roar and changed him into a lackluster ripoff of the Spider-Man villain Dr. Octopus.
Oh, yeah, that's his new name, Ripoff.
Like, I specifically remember him from, like, animated stuff with the New Gods and, like, Young Justice and stuff. Like, I specifically remember him dealing with, like, Robin and them, and like, in like, animated movie stuff. Like, specifically, like, when the New Gods came in the animated universe. Like, that's what I remember him from. And I couldn't remember his name because, honestly, that's all I know him from. Is when the New Gods were relevant in that. And like, this did not jog my memory in any way, shape, or form, because there is nothing left of this character. You have just taken the name, toss a couple Doc Ock arms on him, and something going on with his head, because he doesn't have a lion mane.
We need to hide his identity.
Did you see that RoboCop remake movie? I never watched that reboot when it came out, but I just watched it the other night. It wasn't half bad. RoboCop helmet. Yeah, let's like, is that what happened?
No idea.
Weak.
Weak sauce, big time.
Yeah. But in better news, Leviathan?
They did a thing.
They did a thing.
A single thing.
Yeah, we saw.
I announced my presence. I am still here.
We saw the same creepy old lady.
God damn it, it's Red Daughter all over again.
It really is.
And guys, I want it to be better than last season. I want them to learn. Because they have the setup for some cool stories here. Gotta figure out what we're doing. It's like they're writing things. It's like they have the writing team split up into different sub-teams for different story arcs.
You get 12 minutes, you get 20 minutes, and you get 6 minutes. Go right now.
All right, you're working on the Lena story. It's like the Catco newsroom.
It is. So I needed somebody editorial page right now. Who's doing fashion?
Quick. Yeah. Like, pitch me something.
Yeah. Go now.
I don't know. Make it work. We'll throw it in this issue. Like,
promote the contacts.
Yeah, and it just doesn't feel like anything. It feels like everything is
promote
happening.
Promote Patreon right now.
in different teams.
Patreon.com/RaymanDigital.
Patreon.com/RaymanDigital. Please help us keep the lights on in 2020. Just donate anywhere between $1 and $10. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, go. Now we need something on anime. Go.
My Hero Academia Season 4 is now out.
But the most recent episode is delayed.
Damn it.
We get it.
Star Wars, go now.
Ah, frick.
It's coming out next month.
Jedi Fallen Order comes out this month. Munch?
Munch. Food, go.
I can't wait to eat it. I'm so hungry. I like sushi.
But this is the Supergirl writing room. And I am now the producer of Supergirl.
Congratulations.
And I want some promotion. Sushi.
I feel like no one's working with each other on this. And they really do.
How is the Kreisberg effect still happening 3 years later?
Oh my God. Has
it been three?
Has it been?
I don't feel like it has.
I mean, we're getting close to three. Two? I don't know.
Two.
But but still, this cluster started with the Kreisberg leaving.
I'm having an existential crisis now, so I gotta go.
Is it about burritos?
Burritos. No, but it will be resolved with burritos.
Oh.
It's about the passing of time, and life is fleeting. We're all just slowly spiraling towards death, but quicker than I anticipated. So,
I don't remember calling out this topic in the round robin of writing Supergirl.
Yeah, I don't know. So, Leviathan is finally being discussed. I want to say that I feel like it's menacing. I do. And the only point that I felt that at a little bit was when Andrea Rojas got into her car. She was like, oh, yay, blah, blah, blah. I'm very, very rich and many people are under my contact lens control. Ha, ha, ha. And then all of a sudden, you know, like Leviathan crazy lady is in her car. And she's clearly intimidated by her. And that is the only point so far since season finale last season that I have gone, okay, maybe Leviathan is, you know, something to be reckoned with.
And the funny thing is, we joked about when we saw it in the preview, we know it was going to come up.
Yeah.
She was in the preview.
Yeah. Leviathan is everywhere, or whatever she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Leviathan thing has the potential to be very spooky and cool and a very big challenge for Supergirl. It's something that, in theory, I'm very much for as a villain. You know, instead of just one person, it's an organization or something. We don't even technically know if it's an organization.
Yeah, we don't know if this chick is the big, like, the leader or just a pawn or a general or what's going on.
But the other thing that gave me a, oh damn, was when she's talking, crazy Leviathan lady, is talking to Rip-Roar, giving him commands, and, you know, he says, okay, I've got this stuff, and like, now what do I do? And she says, do what Lex Luthor failed to do. And
only
so
slightly creepy, knowing how powerful Lex is.
Right, right. I mean, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, he doesn't really take orders from anyone ever.
Yeah.
He spits in the face of, you know, government hierarchies. International hierarchies of any kind. I feel like he would spit in the face of monarchies.
Yeah, when you think of yourself as a god, there's everybody's underneath you, right?
Yeah. So if he was working for Leviathan, or, I mean, was he? You know, does he know he was? Because we know Eve was planted there by Leviathan to work alongside the Luthers and achieve whatever end. So did he even know, you know, or are they just so, I don't know, like incognito and sneaky and creepy and have their claws in literally everything that even Lex Luthor didn't know that he was kind of being a pawn for them.
If you want to make them impactful, you want them embedded in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's effective.
So what sort of kingpin shit is going to happen?
Right, right. And is this lady the leader? We don't know. We know nothing other than they're everywhere. They have their claws in everything.
Other than it's episode 5 and they finally showed up again.
Yeah.
So by episode 10, we'll get them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I got to say, what?
I was going to say, Supergirl's the only show that's like really not addressing the crossover.
Really?
Like Batwoman, I expect, just because it's brand new and we still haven't figured out where we are timeline wise.
Yeah, we've got to also set up the entire character for people to care.
Yeah. So, and then Flash is dealing with it head on and Arrow is all about it. Huh. They haven't touched Supergirl yet.
They're done.
I'm like,
fuck it. We're going straight for this.
I have not started watching Flash or Arrow for this season yet. I will binge some episodes definitely before the crossover happens for sure, so that I'm up to date on both. But I have not gotten there yet. I've been focusing on keeping up with Supergirl and Batwoman, and I've been trying to
watch Black Mirror.
Binge other shit. Well, no, I watched Black Mirror when it came out.
I don't.
But I'm trying to watch other things. You know, I'm trying to
broaden your horizons.
I watch lots of other stuff all the time.
I'm joking.
Trying to keep up on other stuff like Titans, and I still gotta watch this new season of Young Justice. I got stuff on my plate, man. You know, I haven't even started Watchmen yet. Got stuff to do. But I don't know. I feel like we're still so messy on Supergirl too. So it's I think double frustrating now that. Well, maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. My opinion's changing on the fly right now.
I'm flip-flopping before I even finish the statement.
At first, what I was going to say is that it's frustrating that Supergirl's not dealing with the crossover when the other shows are. But at the same time, I don't know that Supergirl knows it's coming. Does she?
She seems very clueless about it.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she's also on another Earth.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget about that when it comes to like
spoiler alert
stuff.
On Arrow, one of the Earths is already gone.
Ah, heck.
So they're disappearing already.
Right to heck. Oh, well. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if like
it might come very quickly.
I mean, do you remember Supergirl having any interaction with the Monitor? I don't.
Nope.
It was pretty much just Oliver, Flash. Right?
And Oliver. Flash and Oliver?
Flash?
I believe.
Yes. I mean, outside of...
His Monitor told him that you have to die.
I mean...
Spoiler!
Outside of, like, the like, crossover episodes, like, that main plot happening, I don't feel like Supergirl had any Monitor stuff at all.
No.
Right?
Nope.
Okay. So then I won't criticize that, but...
the way I look at it is we have 4 episodes until it starts.
But you know,
Clark has to come back.
We won't see anything until like the episode before.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you're going to get Clark back and everything else.
Going by the regular formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we won't get anything addressing the crossover until the episode before the crossover.
You mean the last 5 minutes?
The last 5 minutes. Yeah. So they go, well, hey, guys, guess what? Earths have been disappearing.
Kara, okay. Earths are disappearing. We need you. I will be right there.
But
if it goes exactly like that, I swear to God.
Pretty much.
But I think like Superman coming back, for instance, will happen, you know, before that, you know, maybe earlier in that episode, maybe not the last 5 minutes, but maybe, I mean, I'm hoping
10 minutes.
I'm hoping maybe.
Kara, you're an aunt or no aunt. That would be second cousin. Sorry.
You think the DEO or maybe Brainy or I don't know, someone on Supergirl would notice Earth's disappearing? Because Supergirl's on a different Earth and maybe, you know, they're not looking into this as much, like, because they haven't been personally visited by the Monitor.
I try not to look into these things too much. Brainy's from the future. He should know that something happened.
Listen, you should know by now from watching Legends of Tomorrow that the timeline is totally malleable.
The timeline is whatever we want to make it based on whatever season it is.
You can mess with
based on whatever writer is in the chair.
Yes, whoever's writing in the chair in whatever movie they believe is actually time travel.
But also, I mean, you can absolutely mess with stuff in the past and like it'll start messing with stuff in the future. And I don't know. I don't know. I hope that we get like a full episode of, hey, here's everything that needs to be set up for the crossover before the crossover happens. I hope we get that. I hope it's not just the last 5 minutes. It's a huge thing that doesn't just affect the Arrow and Flash Earth. It's not exclusive to that Earth. It's affecting the multiverse.
It's Smallville's Earth. It's what other
Kingdom Come Earth?
It's Kingdom Come Earth. It's Batman 66 Earth.
Everything.
It's Batman the Animated Series Earth.
Yeah, it is everything. It's 1980s or whatever. It's like, you know, Michael Keaton Batman.
Oh yeah, Earth. Michael Keaton Earth. 89 yeah. Batman Earth.
Yeah. It's everything. It's crazy. Crazy talk. I am still like excited and hopeful for the crossover. I really hope it's good.
Me too.
This is just, you know what? Let's not even talk about this episode. Let's just talk about crossover speculation. I have mixed feelings about this episode because
some of it was good.
Some of it was good.
And some of it, I stared at my phone a lot.
But like the back half of the episode or the back, let's say, quarter of the episode.
Sure.
Was when things started to get good. Like the end of the episode.
And anything with Lena. I was like, ooh, okay, I'm invested.
Right. Which, oh my good Lord. She's. All right. So, Nicole, I need. We've been missing you for the past couple weeks here. And I need you to weigh in on how dirty you feel like they're doing Lena. How heartbroken are you that she's now like straight up a supervillain who's like, oh, but killing's bad, but you know, I can just take over everyone and that's
it. I am curious as to what the fuck they're gonna do. Because one second she seems kind of like she might be trying to do some good. And the next second she is going to control the fuck out of everyone and make them little green-eyed zombies. Lena zombies. So I have no idea what's going on there. But I feel like it's definitely one of those, like, they've made her someone who's delusional thinking that she's doing good, but she's going to do something really, really, really horribly bad. And it's going to suck so much cock for Supergirl.
Whoa, whoa, all right. Okay. all right.
Welcome back, Nicole. It's going to suck cock.
Yeah, coming in strong.
I have no idea, honestly.
At the end of the day, though, isn't that, you know, really what a supervillain is all about, you know?
Sucking cock?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
No, I mean, believing that they're doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah, yes. Especially any kind of mastermind.
Yeah, I think as far as, like, the route they're taking for her as a villain, I'd buy it. It's great. I like that part. But the fact that they're doing it still fucking sucks.
Yeah. I was hoping for so long that the inevitability of their last name would not be a thing. But here we
are. A thing.
But okay, so now she has managed to take complete mind control over a Martian who has the ability to mind control people. I was not expecting her to have progressed this so quickly to a point where he could be like, hey, and then her eyes flash green and she's just like, you like it here, don't you? Yes, yes, I do. Like, ah, crap. So we've got two people,
okay.
Different people who both suck at this point. trying to take over the minds of basically the entire world. One through contact lenses, one through just actual mind control using a Martian.
With also contact lenses? I don't know. It looks like she put contact lenses in too, but they turned green because she did thing over her eyes.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not how you put fucking contacts in.
Hey, look, we don't got time to watch people blink a lot.
Oh, God, it fell. Oh, God.
It's in the back of my eyelid. It's not on.
Can anyone see it? Quick, does anyone have any contact solution? It's got dust on it. Honestly, I can't put this in my eye.
It'd probably make the episode a little bit more entertaining.
It's 5 minutes of watching people try to put in these contact lenses.
Oh, God, I'm always weird about putting stuff in my eyes.
My stigmatism really won't allow these VR to work.
I really want to experience this VR. I gotta do it.
That would be my life. I wore like whiteout contact lenses on Halloween, and I already have bad vision. And they were like 50% vision, like white mesh. And I put one in successfully, and then the other one I tried to put in, and I dropped it, and I could not see it anywhere because like I was pretty much blind. I was half blind in one eye, and I was like, oh, my God, where'd it go? Fuck, I got to find it. I was trying to, like, cover one eye to see if maybe, like, one eye having clear vision would be successful. It sucked. So I can't imagine what would happen if, like, you know, you're
half in VR.
Yeah. Half of my vision is in this field.
That's how it would be. It's like everybody, like, wears the one earbud so they can listen to something. Just like, I just have one contact lens so I could watch TV while I'm walking around.
I would just feel like a really messed up chameleon. Like, one eye is, like, over there. One eye is, like, down over there trying to look for the other contact lens. It's just a mess.
You look like crazy eyes. It's just one eye just going around.
Mad-Eye Moody over here.
Right. God, I just... All of this mind control stuff is weird, and I hope it moves along because it's been chugging along pretty slowly so far. I hope we just like, all right, just get to it. Everyone just try and take over the world and we'll see who wins.
Yeah. You guys battle it out and then whoever wins, Supergirl will take care of.
Now, I will say the big thing that was successful this week, though, is that it did feel a bit lighter because there's no more James. Gone. He's off doing his thing. That's one less storyline to follow. The load did feel a little bit lighter this week.
Little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. Dreamer came in where she was relevant. You know, the conversations she had, running into Kelly in the bathroom, stuff like that. You know, her being actually around and available to get rid of that wave. You know, cool. Great. Okay. Dreamer gets to use her powers this week. Cool. But it worked. It felt like it was for a purpose. So, I mean, to that end, they did utilize some of the other characters well. I think the geyser thing was kind of a weird one. It was unnecessary, I feel like. I would have bought that the waves were happening and they would have kept happening because of, like, I don't know, like, post-quake tremor sort of things. Like, we didn't need that. Whatever. Yeah, it felt a little bit lighter, a little bit less cramped this week. But it seems like now we're going to get an extra helping of Andrea and her dealings with Leviathan. So I feel like that's going to replace the space.
Hey, we got room this week. What else can we throw in?
Yeah, what new storyline can we start?
Yep, your 12 minutes are up, and now you got to write 12 new minutes of something.
We wrote James off, so now we've got space for Leviathan.
Yeah, James crew, take over Leviathan.
In addition to any other villains that we have.
Yeah.
So
Villain of the week, keep going.
Oh, and also Russell, and seeing what the fuck was happening there.
Oh, God, yeah, we have to get to the bottom of that.
Sorry, didn't mean to stress you out a little bit there, but that is a thing.
I just want
to
love this show so hard, and there's so many things that I do love about it. And it's a lot. And just, guys, come on. You wrote off a character. You got the space to chill out. So, I will say I did enjoy the most part. You know, it's not like anything was horrible about it, and I enjoyed the things. It just feels like I'm watching a much longer show.
No, I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
On that
disappointed note. Yeah. I guess let's go take a disappointed break and we'll get back into our
disappointed
final
breaks where I sit on the toilet and don't poop for a while.
Oh.
What? All right.
Oh, that.
No, sorry. It doesn't really happen. Just sounded funny in my head. And when I said it, not so much. All right, break.
Okay, break. Let's go. Bye.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
On to our next story, lighten things up a little bit here with the Sun reporting.
Fuck you!
What is this talking you do? Like, what is this weird
are you a Scottish midget? Like,
what is this? Do you try, Andrew?
Well, Faith and Megora will be reporting this morning.
Does he, Thomas? You know how, like, when you get to a certain level of fame,
uh-huh,
let's say Madonna, Lady Gaga,
uh-huh,
you start speaking in an accent that nobody can pinpoint.
That pretentious, I think I need to be better.
Yeah. Is that what Andrew tries to do?
No, it's not.
I'm not talking
well,
to you.
Too bad.
I, you know, Mike, I'd like to give him that. I think it's full-blown idiocy.
It is.
Okay, so you don't think he's trying to be like...
I don't think he's ever been...
Intellectual?
I don't think Andrew's ever been successful in something he's trying to do. So with that in mind, you know, I don't think it's intentional.
You see, what had happened was...
Maher.
Maher? I had...
Bill
Maher? Mayor? I got into the Sun reports. I cited the source, and then I looked at the headline.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, fuck off!
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
This is Star Wars from the Butter Tank exclusive.
It's operation,
Dave. You know, we wonder why we don't make any like must listen to Star Wars podcast like list. You know, because I take it very personal when people tweet me, "Hey, check out my new favorite podcast list of Star Wars shows." And From the Back to Tank is nowhere to be found. I'm like, do you think we're just too dirty? They're like, oh my god, potty mouths,
potty mouths.
They're talking about having sex with Rey and Twi'leks and Dr. Aphra. I can't believe it. Whatever. Don't pretend you didn't watch that Star Wars
don't
porn parody.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. You have a dark side, too.
Yeah, every hot-blooded male out there has definitely looked up that VR porn.
Not just hot-blooded male, hot-blooded female.
Yeah, that's true, Dave. Or whatever else. For all the thems out there, right? For all
exactly.
Those thems.
Thems.
Also, if you've missed our last show, well, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. That is to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
Hey, DC Comic fans. This week's featured product is DC Black Label's Harleen No. 1. Witness Harleen's first steps on a doomed quest that will give birth to the legendary supervillain Harley Quinn in this stunning reimagining of Harley and the Joker's twisted and tragic love affair by visionary storyteller Stepan Sajic. You may know him from Aquaman Underworld, Suicide Squad, or Sunstone. Check out the podcast description of this episode for details and purchase through our links.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
God damn, I feel so old sometimes around you guys.
No, I just, I had to think about it for a second. I was like, that's not.
Okay. I just wonder, because sometimes I have to, I had explained to Angelica on Watchmen who Don Johnson was. And Trent Reznor.
What?
Exactly.
To Angelica?
Yes. Trent Reznor does the music for Watchmen, and she was talking about the score and everything, and I said it was Trent Reznor. And she goes, what? And I was like, well, do I have to explain every week who people are? Exactly. Don't. Final thoughts.
My final thoughts are I'm disappointed in Angelica, because even if you don't listen to Nine Inch Nails, how do you not? Whatever. Okay.
The guy who's done scores for plenty of movies that actually won an Academy Award for it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Final thoughts. I'm back in the zone. Let's do it. This episode got a...
Are you waiting for me to say a number?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking. I'm going to say a 70%.
God damn it.
I win.
No lie. I was like 70.
Yeah, I'm going to say a 70%, because it was a solidly it was all right. It was a good episode. It was fine. There was nothing specifically wrong with it. I didn't have any complaints. I wasn't totally engaged at the beginning of the episode, but it did get better. I put my phone down and I was very much engaged throughout the rest of the episode. I feel like they are progressing the stories along, even though I kind of complain about it a little bit. I do feel like we're moving along. I don't feel like it's sitting at the same place, but they could pick up the pace a little bit. There's room for improvement. I don't think the CG was the best this episode. I think
me and Nicole look at each other, just shake her head. No, it was horrible.
Trying to be nice here at the end of the show, guys.
I'll stop putting words to our nonverbal cues as we look at each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't terrible. We've absolutely had worse episodes. Absolutely. Way better episodes. Kind of run-of-the-mill, average, here's some stuff, here's some other stuff, here we go. Weird RoboCop guy was... Oh, is he really going to serve a purpose? Do we need him? I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Other than the fight Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Or take revenge on the cops that killed him?
Other than to take down the Spider-Man, or give William Day more of a purpose or an emotional tie? But I feel like the Andrea Rojas thing kind of would have been enough. They could have been my friend's dead. And that's enough. But here we are. He's not a new god anymore. He's just some dude that they biomedically enhanced and equipped with.
It still looks like just he put a backpack on.
Honestly.
And a helmet.
Can you imagine sleeping? Miserable.
I sleep on my stomach anyways.
God. I feel like it'd be heavy too. Anyway, all right. Let's move it on.
It's shorting my breath. I can't breathe with these metal arms on.
Nicole, what about you?
I'd just be hanging myself with the extra robo arms holding myself up.
I'd try to sleep like a bat.
I'm sorry. I just if anyone has not seen Jojo Rabbit, for the love of God, go see that movie. It's so good. Whatever. We have a mature rating on this show. It's cool. In the movie, because it takes place during World War II.
Nicole just yelled suck cock or whatever earlier.
This is anti-Semitic and not just suck cocks. It takes place during World War II and it totally makes fun of the Nazis and follows the story of a kid realizing as a young Nazi in training, basically, oh God, Jews aren't bad people and Jewish people are just people, and I have been totally brainwashed by propaganda to believe that they're monsters or something, and that's why it's totally okay for Nazis to kill them all. What a revelation. Okay, but anyway,
I'm just trying to figure out how this relates to sleeping like a bat.
Because in the movie, there's a Jewish girl hiding in a house, and this little Nazi kid finds her, and they start talking, and he starts like asking her questions, like, "Tell me everything you know about your people, because I'm going to write an expose." And she says, "We sleep upside down like bats." Is one of the things.
Okay,
all right.
She's making up all these outlandish things and like. Like terrible, like
I'm glad it came back to it because I worried you had a squirrel moment.
No, she was like, "We don't grow our horns in until like they don't, our horns don't start growing in until we're 21. So mine haven't grown in yet. And also, we sleep upside down like bats.
Okay,
yeah. So
there you go. We sleep upside down like bats.
Shameless plug. Go see Jojo Rabbit.
There you go. Learn all kinds of stuff from
us. I guess I will need to go watch that. Anyway, back to the episode. I'm gonna say a 69 giggity. I don't know. It's right around 70. It definitely held my attention a little bit more than the previous, like, two episodes. And I'm curious to see where it goes, but like Lauren said, I just wanted to move faster and I want things to connect, which I think they finally are, which is nice. But yeah.
Simplify.
Yeah.
Bye.
Simplify that shit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bob, how you feeling?
Yeah. I was going with the 70 also. So I am being the end of the coffee cat train here. But downgrades for CGI. yeah.
That's why I said 69.
The storylines are okay, but again, it's a little convoluted. I'm actually downgrading after seeing Rip Roar in real life or in comics versus
in real life, straight from the planet of Apocalypse.
Yes.
Your new god.
Look.
Rip Roar.
Real life.
Is that a wrestling intro?
It really sounded like it. It's either that or a monster truck was about to run through. I don't like when they do those characters and they obviously look like they rip off something else because it distracts you. Because everybody that knows anything about Spider-Man was going, "Why does that guy have Doc Ock arms?" And then they showed him up close and I was like, "He has RoboCop's helmet on." And it just was distracting, and you don't ever want those moments.
Also, mm-hmm. If you can't even jog the memory of someone
people
who's
that knows
seen the character before,
yes,
if
you
if,
failed,
yeah,
because there's probably somebody out there that's the hugest Rip Roar fan. It was like, "Oh my god, they're going to be on Supergirl, and this guy's going to have a lion mane. He's going to probably be some dope ass alien with these giant He-Man arms on him.
They're going to go like King Shark on Supergirl." Nope.
Yeah, and no, we got some kind of mechanical.
We got rip off.
Yeah. Yes, we got rip off instead of Rip Roar. So, yeah, 70 for it. Story's moved a little bit better this week for me. It wasn't so much, again, I'm not against the romantic stuff. I just don't need it all the time. And so they pumped the brakes on that a little bit this week. So that was good.
Yeah. I need him to pick up the pace. Let's keep going.
Doesn't help watching Batwoman then.
It makes it worse. I feel especially bad because there are a lot of things in Supergirl that I enjoy. And then this week, coming into the studio to talk about it, I feel like it has the opposite effect that it usually does for us, where we're like, "Yeah, I didn't really care about the episode." But then we start talking about it. We're like, "No, that was good." This week, I'm like, "No, it wasn't as good as I remember like half of it being." But there were good things, and the actors are good. It's not like anyone gave a bad performance. It's just the directors and writers aren't doing a good job of keeping us engaged.
No.
And they're it's too messy.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly believe we gave an insight to the writing room.
Yeah. I mean,
literally.
I can't even. Sorry, guys. I couldn't even keep focused on the episode plot for most of our episode. So that says something. And with that,
We bid you adieu.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.